Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning, and welcome to Score Values here on 6-7 The Score. I'm your host, Tyler Buterbaugh. And coming up on this week's show, I sat down with Josh List, the radio play-by-play of the Chicago Marathon, right here on 670 The Score, and you're going to hear him here in just about an hour. And we talked about getting ready for the upcoming Chicago Marathon and shares advice for new runners who's running in today's Chicago Marathon. And I sat down with Preston Radke, who is running in today's Chicago Marathon for Glassa in Lake Forest, and he shared his story and journey on making his debut in the Chicago Marathon.
Now joining me here on Score Values on 6-7 The Score, Josh List, the play-by-play voice of the Chicago Marathon on 6-7 The Score, and he's just down the hall from us as the sports director of WBBM News Radio. Josh, good morning. How are you doing, man?
Good morning. I love hanging out on The Score. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. I mean, obviously I had to bring you on as we're going to be hearing your voice here on The Score in just about 30 to 45 minutes covering the Chicago Marathon, and you've been covering the Chicago Marathon broadcast for just over 20 years. Can you just kind of share, what does it mean for you to cover the marathon for this long, and what made you want to get into covering the Chicago Marathon?
Boy, I was in a much different job back in October of 1995 when I covered my first Chicago Marathon, and the winners were Eamon Martin of the UK and Finland's Riitta Lemmetinen with nowhere near record times. The marathon's come a long way since the 90s. But yeah, I stayed home and went to school, a university at Columbia College, and was interning at the now since shuttered WMAQ All News Radio in their sports department. And I was fortunate enough as an intern and a part-time reporter to be assigned to cover the Chicago Marathon. The director at the time, I believe, was Lou Kanellis, but it might have been Jeff Joniak calling the shots. Two familiar names to Chicago sports broadcasting fans. And so, yeah, I was assigned the race, and I got on the back of a pickup truck with some high rails on the side, put a winter hat on, and through the freezing cold of that October 1995 day, went around the city of Chicago on the lead vehicle covering my first Chicago Marathon. And one of the men alongside me just happened to be the race director, who now in 2025 is in his 35th year of running the race, Kerry Pinkowski. So we met randomly with me covering my first race in the mid-90s, and we've been tight ever since. I'm now up to my 28th Chicago Marathon and 21st year as lead host, and here on my 22nd official marathon broadcast, and we're approaching 20 years on The Score, so it's been a great run.
That is amazing. I mean, just the names of people that you've kind of ran into along your way as you have been covering the Chicago Marathon for all these years. You kind of mentioned about some of the athletes too. There's tens of thousands of athletes that come and race and compete in the Chicago Marathon. Just with all their own unique stories, how can you paint a picture of just all the different types of just where they're coming from, coming in here into like the great city of Chicago to run the great Chicago Marathon?
Yeah, you've got amazing storylines with three of the four defending champions coming back. You've got super fast times and world records. But those are the one percenters. Most of them are fitting sort of the category that you're bringing up, the inspirational figures, the ones that have fought harder than even the elites to make it just to the starting line, and some celebrities and notable participants that make up the 99% of this race, folks who won't even be finishing and, you know, twice or maybe three times the amount of time it's going to take for the elite champions. I think of the alumni runners, a group of three men, Randy Burt, Henry Kozlowski, and George Mueller. They're all from the Chicago area. They ran in September of 1977, the first Chicago Marathon, and now are going to compete in the 47th running of the marathon. And Burt, Kozlowski, Mueller, they've run in every single one. Can you believe that? Randy's from Antioch, Henry's from Wilmette, and George, he's from Bloomingdale. They've competed in every Chicago Marathon, and they say they're eyeing 50 as their biggest milestone. They're all well into their 70s. You've got some celebrities like former U.S. national soccer team star Heather O'Reilly. You've got a retired NFL center, Justin Britt, among the notable participants. And yeah, they're the true stars of this race, of the 50,000 plus who are going to set a record in terms of finishers this year. The elites are the 1%, but it's the everyday runners that really make it the event that it is.
Josh Liss, he's the play-by-play voice of the Chicago Marathon, dressed right here on 670 The Score. He's also the sports director over at WBBM. Now, Josh, you kind of mentioned about records being broken. Ruth Chepngetich, she broke the women's record for the best time of any female marathon runner with a time of 2 hours, 9 minutes, and 56 seconds. Obviously, she will not be running this year as she is still working. She's still on her suspension. But just in that moment, what was it like being able to call a world record on our marathon broadcast? And would you say that was one of the most memorable moments in your years of covering and being on the Chicago Marathon broadcast?
Yeah, anytime you can call the marathon finish and the race itself is a thrill. Chicago's home to both the current men's and women's world records. So this could be the third year in a row we call a world record. Ruth Chepngetich dominated so much last year that she broke the mark at 2 hours, 9 minutes, 46 seconds by nearly 2 minutes. So when we were just waiting that whole sort of second half of the race, that last hour or so, just to see what that clock was going to read, and man, did she smash it. But they do a lot of drug testing in and around these events. Chepngetich passed all the drug tests needed to get into the Chicago Marathon and after. But then earlier this year in 2025, in a random, and she failed her first drug test, a random out of competition test, Chepngetich, and she agreed to a provisional suspension while she's being investigated. So yeah, it leaves an empty throne where one of the current women stars is really going to make a name for themselves and step up and become a first-time Chicago Marathon winner. And the times will be fast. This is the home for world records and course records, like in the men's race, where in 2023, I referenced two world records in a row. We saw Kelvin Kiptum set the mark in the men's side with 2 hours, 35 seconds. The sad part is that Kiptum could not return to defend his title last year. Tragically, he died with his coach in a car accident in Kenya only a few months after winning the Chicago Marathon. So some odd twists and turns have left us without Kiptum and without Chepngetich. But because the field of marathon running between Kenya, Uganda, and some other African nations, and even through Europe and now the U.S., is so prominent and so big, and the prize money so right, 50,000 to the winner plus bonuses, and they run once or twice a year, and they get the endorsements, that this field is currently stacked with so many fast runners that we might not be thinking about Chepngetich or Kiptum in the past world records by the time we get to Sunday late morning in the finish.
Are there any names out there that are running in this year's marathon that you can anticipate and possibly see a world record break for today?
Yeah, there's two on the men's side, John Correa, the defending champ, and along with Jacob Kiplimo of Uganda. He finished in his marathon debut a blazing fast 2:03:37 in London earlier this year. Kiplimo and Correa, the defending champ, are talking openly about chasing the world record. Currently, Kiplimo ranks sixth in the World Athletics World's rankings, and Correa has the eighth fastest men's time all time, coming back here to defend his title. So those two on the men's side. The women's race is wide open with three from Ethiopia, Mergertu Alemu, Hawsi Fesa, and Betatu Herpa. That's Herpa, Fesa, and Alemu, who could set it. And we should mention that Marcel Hoog, the silver bullet, defending champion in the men's wheelchair race, is the overwhelming favorite today because Dan Romanchuk of the U.S. got into an accident. Unfortunately, he's okay, but recovering after the Sydney Marathon recently. So it looks like it could be Hoog against the clock today. And in the women's wheelchair race, this could be the most competitive with Susanna Scaroni, Manuela Shar, Tatiana McFadden, the superstars, and the 30-year-old up-and-comer and two-time defending champ Catherine De Bruyner, also in the race. So the women's wheelchair race could be the closest to them all, especially as they chase record times.
Josh List, play-by-play voice of the Chicago Marathon right here on 6-7 The Score. So Josh, as a current runner, what can you share with someone who is getting ready right now, running the Chicago Marathon, that either has ran at least one marathon before, or this is their first marathon that they've ran? What good advice would you give to them to kind of like get the jitters out as they're getting ready for this big event?
Folks, you need to trust your training. You've already been running for months, many miles a week on whatever program you're on. Whether your training went extra or whether you underdid it on training, it's over. There's nothing you can do in the moments before the race to improve your time. You know you've been told over and over again, go out slow. You're going to hit a wall. If you've run a marathon before or a long race, you know you're going to hit the wall. You get exhausted. Your body feels like it isn't connected to your brain anymore. It's very disturbing. You just want to shut down. You want to stop. You want to go to bed. You want to sleep. You need to be able to fight through pain and discomfort while moving slowly along the first half of the course. When you get into the second half, you can start what we like to refer to as sort of descending miles. If you're running 10-minute miles, run the next mile maybe 9:55. Shave a few seconds off of each mile. Then you can sort of get down into your race day pace over the last few miles. And then when you get around that last corner of the course, the only major uphill portion of the course, Mount Roosevelt, Roosevelt Road, before turning onto Columbus for the sprint to the finish line, you want to have some juice left. So please, everyday runners, start slow, slower than you may think. Don't try to keep up with the next person. Watch the clock. Pay attention, and it's going to be loud out there. Stay in your zone. Enjoy the festivities today. Enjoy the bands and things, but don't forget you've put in the training. Nothing can change. Follow your game plan, and don't do anything different that you haven't trained to do, and good luck.
Great stuff, Josh List. Now, before I let you go, I don't think many people understand of what all goes into our Chicago Marathon coverage here on 670 The Score, as far as like number of crew members and to all the moving parts and getting interviews. Just before like the next few minutes, could you share with the listeners just everyone that's a part of this crew that's running the Chicago Marathon and just kind of all the moving parts that's going on? That's going to happen?
Yeah, we've got technicians. We've got the great Rich Wyatt, who really is the brains of the shop, hooking everything up, making sure the broadcast lines are complete. We've got a big stage and a tent at our broadcast position near the finish line on Columbus Drive for many years. And what happens is, through various methods of high-tech and low-tech communication, we'll have co-hosts with me on the stage, sort of at our broadcast position, like Jenny Spangler, who's on her 18th Chicago Marathon broadcast, a U.S. Olympian from the Chicago area. We've got another co-host, Josh Cox, a prominent former distance runner and agent, the 50K U.S. record holder. We've got Chris Wehrman, who's in the local running community, an accomplished distance runner following the lead men. We've got Trenere Mosier following the lead women. She's a former NCAA All-American, five-time U.S. champ. And we've got U.S. 99's Kyle Milanov. We've got Layla Rahimi from The Score. We've got Gabe Ramirez. We've got Judson Richards, Mike Esposito on the air live, checking in from various points along the course, like Chinatown or Rate Field or North Halstead or Pilsen. And we've got, of course, the brains behind the operations, Mitch Rosen, and then other producers like Ray Diaz, Brandon Fryer, others. I mentioned Carrie Pinkowski, the 35-year race director, will join us often on the broadcast. So if I could name a few more names, I would. But yeah, it takes a village to really get this thing on the air. And I like to refer to it as parade coverage. We're really taking you around the city and checking in with many different voices. And so it is a sporting event, but it's also the city of Chicago on display in your mind on The Score, like only this crew can do it once a year.
I love it. Josh Liss, he is the play-by-play voice of the Chicago Marathon here on 670 The Score. And Josh, thanks again for joining me before you get ready for your call later this morning, man.
We can't wait. Hopefully, Score listeners, you stick around, and it's another awesome finish. Good luck with your finish on the show.
Thank you, Josh. Now joining me here this morning on Score Values on 670 The Score is Preston Radke, and you guys will be seeing him here because he is a Chicago Marathon runner, and he'll be running as a member for the GLASA team Lake Forest. Preston, good morning, and thank you for joining me today.
Good morning, Tyler. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Obviously, you got a lot going on coming up here later this morning as you are going to be running in the Chicago Marathon, and I want to cover that a little more later on. But just to kind of get it started, how long have you been running, and what made you get into marathon running?
Sure. I've been running kind of casually for about 15 years now. I'm currently 31, but I've been running seriously, as in, you know, races and marathons, for about 5 or 6 years.
Okay. And now, did you run a lot in, like, in high school? Like, were you on the high school team, in college?
I ran a lot in high school and college, but it was primarily for social reasons. You know, a lot of my friends were serious runners, and I kind of tagged along when they practiced. And then after college, when I moved to New York City and to New Jersey, I moved around a lot, and I kind of found a good running community out there. And those are the ones who really pushed me to actually pursue running in a more focused manner.
Okay. And now this will be your second marathon that you will be running in. When was the first marathon that you ran in, and where was that at one at?
First marathon I ran was last November in Indianapolis. I have run several half marathons and 5Ks and a few 20 mile races, but this will be my first Chicago and second overall.
Now, you've got to be familiar with the Chicago Marathon as growing up in the Chicagoland area.
Yeah.
Have you been following the Chicago Marathon ever since kind of getting into running?
Honestly, no. I've obviously been very aware of it. I'm very aware of the standing of the Chicago Marathon and kind of the lexicon of other marathons. But I guess I didn't keep up on, you know, who won it this year or any major updates, no.
This is your first time running to fundraise for the Great Lakes Adaptive Sports Association, also known as GLASA. Right. But you have been involved with GLASA for some time. Can you just share with the listeners who are unfamiliar with who GLASA is and just what their mission is and how you got involved?
So GLASA is a non-for-profit organization in Lake Forest, in the northern suburbs, and they provide sports programming for individuals with physical and visual impairments. Me, myself, I am blind. And it just seemed like a very natural partnership. You know, when I was growing up in high school and in middle school, I took advantage of a lot of their different programs and services. And as with any athlete growing up, playing sports allows you to build a lot of confidence, form camaraderie and friendships. And that, of course, was the same for me. You know, someone who's blind, someone with a disability, kind of being able to experience different sports or activities that help form independence and confidence is so vitally important. So that's why I'm so grateful and excited to be working with GLASA this time.
I love that. I know everything that I've heard, like, it sounds like a great opportunity for you and just for everyone that is visually impaired to be able to do these type of events. Now, as you said, you are visually impaired, and I was informed that you'll be running in the Chicago Marathon with Chris Meacham and Sarah Muth, who are your pacer and tether. For those who are unsure, like unfamiliar with those titles, could you share a little more on what those are and then how those two people will be involved with you while you run in the marathon?
Of course. So many blind individuals, visually impaired individuals, myself especially included, you know, my vision is, you know, I'm blind. I have a little bit of light perception, but it is not at the level where I can run independently without causing a scene or crashing into someone. So I have been training with two friends of mine, Sarah Muth and Chris Meacham, who act as my guides. So since there's two of them, one of them will be attached to a tether, which they'll just be holding onto, which is essentially a piece of cloth or rope that's about a foot long. And I will be holding on to the other end of it. So they will essentially be guiding me around different obstacles, letting me know when to slow down, letting me know when to take a hop up a curb or if we're going down a ramp. And then the other individual will act as a sort of pacer or blocker. So what they will most likely do is run a few paces ahead of us to help kind of clear a path. I kind of compare it to almost like an offensive lineman blocking for a running back. And I've been running with both these individuals for several years now. This is not our first race or even our first marathon together. And I'm extremely grateful for all my guides, but especially Chris and Sarah. And they're going to take turns being guide and pacer. So maybe about the first 5 miles might be Chris, then Sarah may jump in and Chris will be the pacer and vice versa. So it's a full team effort.
Now, did you meet Chris and Sarah through GLASSA or you said, or like these guys, were these your friends that you grew up with that kind of just kind of ran with you throughout your journey and through your years of running?
No, interestingly. So I met these individuals, Chris and Sarah, through just a city run or a city based running group that would meet on the north side of Chicago. And we would just run together every week, and they kind of came in knowing that they wanted to be guide runners because they're both extremely seasoned runners. And then, you know, I just asked them, you know, we really work well together. If you're free and willing, would you mind guiding me through the marathon and going through an entire training season with me? On several occasions, they jumped at the opportunity.
I love that. And it's just such a cool journey just to kind of be a part. Definitely. And be with you running alongside you. Preston Radke, he's joining me here on 6-7 The Score on Score Values. He will be running in the Chicago Marathon that will be happening here in just a couple of hours. He's also a member of the GLASSA team. Now, Preston, you've obviously been running for a while. You said just for about 15 years. What is your daily, or like, what's your typical routine as far as training and getting ready for an upcoming marathon, or like even like the dieting? What all goes into that when you get ready for one of these?
Of course. So dieting is extremely important. And they didn't tell me that, you know, the few days before the race, that's when you should really load up on carbs. You know, I love bread, so it's right down my alley. So with regards to fueling your body, I like to eat lots of, like I said, carbs, you know, bread, pretzels, also lots of protein. So lots of turkey breast, pork tenderloin. I will consume protein shakes. So I just say really lean heavily on three things: protein, carbs, and of course, drinking lots and lots of water.
All right. So now you're getting ready this morning, getting ready for the marathon. What kind of gets you in the zone as far as getting ready to run? Like, do you have a specific routine as far as just kind of prepping yourself up or pumping yourself up? What goes through your mind every morning when you're getting ready for a marathon?
So I guess there's two answers here. If it's just the day-to-day training, that's usually just myself running with Chris or one of the other guides. And so that's a bit more low-key. Preparing for that is just doing some stretches, maybe having a bagel. When it's the marathon, there's a lot more adrenaline. There's a lot more amping up, so to speak. So I get very inspired by just the walk over and seeing everyone else, you know, walk to the starting line, listening to the music piping through, just being in the atmosphere surrounded by runners who are also on the same journey and have the same goal as I do really inspires me a lot.
Now, what advice would you give to like first-time marathon runners that are potentially running for the first time this morning at the Chicago Marathon later today?
I would say that the Chicago Marathon course is extremely flat. And if you've been training in Chicago, you probably may have been training on tougher terrain than what you'll be running on. So I noticed this when I had done various races here in Chicago. I run on the lakefront, which even though we're in the Midwest and we live in a flat area, but there's a lot of inclines and declines you have to deal with. So that's just to say, if you can survive training, not to say that the marathon is a cinch or in the bag, but I think you will find the course to be much quicker and easier to handle than what you may have experienced during your, you know, 5 or so months training up leading up.
Okay, so I want to ask you about this. I've just heard about a sport called goal ball, and I've been informed that it is a sport for people who are visually impaired, and I looking more into it, it sounds very interesting and really cool. Could you share with the listeners exactly what this sport is and how it kind of came about?
Of course. So just to link this back to GLASSA, this is one of the sports, Goalball, G-O-A-L-B-A-L-L. This is one of the sports that GLASA offers and administers. And this is actually how I got connected to GLASA when I was in high school and middle school. That was the main sport that I, you know, used that they offered. So anyway, goalball, the sport that I think it's the only sport that has ever been developed specifically for the blind and visually impaired. It was originally designed in the mid-40s by World War II vets, and it consists of a volleyball-sized court, and there are three individuals on each side of the court, so three individuals per team on each side of the court. And the court is marked with these tactile lines so that, you know, the individuals are blind, so that's how they can know where they are on the court, by feeling these tactile markings on the court. And there's a ball that weighs about 3 to 3.5 pounds. I think it's closer to 3.5 pounds. And the ball is filled with bells. And the kind of the goal of the game is to somehow finesse the ball from your end of the court past the other three individuals into the goal, which runs the entire length of each side of the court. And that may seem like kind of a docile sport, but I will say they can roll the ball extremely fast, upwards of 20 to 25 miles an hour,
oh, wow,
sometimes even faster than that. You know, obviously, players, we wear, you know, elbow pads, hockey pants, soccer socks, knee pads. It's gotten to the point where individuals will actually try to bounce the ball kind of over or past the other team, because that kind of limits the amount you can hear. Like I said, the ball is filled with bells. So it's a wonderful sport. You know, speaking selfishly about myself, I'm extremely grateful for how it really helped with my reaction time. And I traveled a lot with the sport. At the time when I was in high school, I was very fortunate to be on a travel team. I did a little bit of work with the kind of the USA youth national team. So, you know, being a 15-year-old flying across the United States and sometimes even to other countries teaches you a lot of independence and confidence, which I think is invaluable for anyone.
I love that. Preston Radke, he'll be running here in the Chicago Marathon for the GLASA team in Lake Forest, also a member of the GLASA team. Before I let you go, what advice can you give to others who are also visually impaired or who have a disability in general that are wanting to pursue running or any type of sport for that matter?
So I think my main advice for running or for sports is there's so many different levels and ways of entry for getting into athletics. For running, I just did it because it was what my friends did at the time. I didn't really pursue race running until 5 or 6 years ago. So there's lots of kind of unintended benefits to run. You can meet new people through it, teaches you great confidence. It allows you to see the world. Kind of going back to the idea of traveling to different tournaments, you learn a lot more about yourself in terms of, you know, what your body can handle in terms of, you know, what you eat during the day, the just various physical stress you can put on your body. But I think probably the most beneficial thing that I've noticed from working with guides and running is the awesome communication and working as a team. Because, you know, when you are running with a guide runner, when the guide runner is running with a blind person, there is so much trust and communication that you have to kind of tap into. And those are obviously some traits that can apply to your everyday life, you know, in the workforce, when you're in school. So obviously there are the physical benefits, you know, getting in shape, you know, completing such a task as running 26.2. But I think there are so many other, like I said, unintended benefits to running that I think everyone should avail themselves of if they can.
Preston Radke, thank you again for joining me this morning and sharing your story. And good luck out there at the Chicago Marathon this morning.
Thank you, Tyler.
And that will do it for this week's edition of Score Values on 670 The Score. I want to thank Josh Liss, the radio play-by-play voice of the Chicago Marathon right here on 670 The Score. And I want to thank Preston Radke, who is running in today's Chicago Marathon for Team GLASA in Lake Forest. And if there's a topic you'd like to hear about on a future edition of our show, or if you'd like to share information about an upcoming charitable event, Send us an email at scorevalues670@gmail.com. That is scorevalues670@gmail.com. Again, I'm Tyler Buterbaugh, and thanks for listening to this week's edition of Score Values here on 670 The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carman Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.